At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are looking live at VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here is Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Hour two of VSiN Prime Time alongside Joe Cirillo. I am Tim Murray. We are live here in Las Vegas at the Circus Sportsbook. We are presented by DraftKings. What will the Titans do at number 7? Is it a lock? They're rolling with Joe Alt. We'll get the latest from Nashville. Buck Rising, Tennessee Titans insider, will join us here in 15 minutes. But what has been so fascinating about the NFL draft over the past handful of years is how the market moves, Joe. And based off of just small incremental crumbs out there, you'll see a big move of 50, 60 cents. Hell, when we gave out Terrion Arnold to be the top cornerback selected, that market moved 60 cents by the next day. So the wind blows, the market moves. And really what's been fascinating is this number 2 overall pick market, because we've known all along that Caleb Williams is going to go number 1 to the Chicago Bears, and that has moved out to minus 20,000. What we haven't really known is what's going to come at number 2. We've guessed, we've speculated, we've heard reports from folks around the league what the Commanders will do, Joe, but we've never heard a leak from inside the organization. What I've tried to continue to hammer home is that we don't know. We haven't heard. Look at the tea leaves. Listen to the people that know that front office. So I want to run through a couple of different clips just to set the scene of where we are and maybe why we've seen such a line shift today. So earlier today, Adam Peters, Washington Commanders general manager, was asked about where they stand on that number 2 pick and if they've come to a decision. Here's Adam Peters.
Yeah, we're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do. And as you guys may be getting, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented. So we have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there. We haven't done that yet. And then later tonight, we have a medical meeting as well to go over all the medicals and the combine and get that information as well and just ask pointed questions if there are any. On certain players, if we have some questions on that. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now, I will say this also, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea what we're doing early next week.
So you can believe it or not, and maybe you don't believe it, that they haven't come to a decision. They just had all of the options, including Michael Penix for some odd reason. But they had Michael Penix, they had Drake May, they had Jaden Daniels, all in the facility, and Drake May as well. Kind of a weird, they all went to Topgolf. It was like 22 prospects there. Jaden Daniels' agent apparently didn't like it all that much. So before we move forward, you're skeptical of that answer from Adam Peters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Adam Peters knows exactly what he's going to do with the number two pick, but why would he let the rest of the world and the rest of the league know that? Why would he put New England in a position where they know Washington knows what they're going to do and then they can adjust? Or the Giants, one of Washington's biggest rivals, put them in a position where they have time. I think by Washington keeping everyone on their toes up until the pick has to be in, now you're going to get, you know, possibly some panic decisions behind them. New England being a little flustered, they're on the clock. The Giants, you know, not far from being on the clock. To me, Adam Peters is handling this beautifully, and not too many things in Washington when it comes to football have been handled beautifully in the last few decades. So it's pretty refreshing. But I think Adam Peters is playing his cards the correct way. I think he knows what they're going to do. This is pure speculation. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels because I think he's just leaps and bounds better than Drake May, but that's no insider knowledge. That's just based on what I've seen. But I think Peters absolutely knows what he's doing with that pick.
Well, and I think a lot of people are speculating that, and you think to the Adam Schefter thing that he mentioned last week on a fan podcast saying that you can go ahead and get your Jaden Daniels jerseys. And that was last Friday. That came out. The odds for Jaden Daniels to go to Washington were minus 165. We had seen those odds go from minus 165 as high as minus 350. We got a tweet from Connor Allen here that we're going to show you of the DraftKings odds and the peak what they were as high as minus 330 at DraftKings. Here at Circa, the head-to-head Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, Daniels got as high as minus 350. Yesterday, Dane Brugler put out a mock draft, and he said to wrap up his decision of why he put Jaden Daniels number two, he said, truth is, new Washington general manager Adam Peters and head coach Dan Quinn aren't tipping their hands, so everyone is still guessing at this point, which I think is fair, and what we've continued to reiterate on this show and why the odds moves so drastically were a bit confusing. Daniel Jeremiah yesterday was doing the rounds, was speaking to different folks in Washington. He was asked a question by Scott Abraham of ABC7, and this was his response to what he believes they will do at number two and if they've made the decision.
Honestly, I've known Adam forever. He's never going to say a word. I don't think that's going to get out. I think all of us are going to find out who they're picking once they, you know, once they get on the clock and turn the card in there in Detroit. I've been connecting them to Drake May for a long time. I just felt like that fit there. I think about, DQ going to a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan. And I think about, what Matt Ryan was coming out, strengths, weaknesses. And I thought it actually married up pretty well with Drake. So that had been my connection there. But in talking to, coaches and executives around the league, they're like, overwhelmingly convinced around the league that this is Jaden Daniels, that he's going to be the pick there at number two.
So that is an important thing. And then he went on to say, if anyone says they know what they're doing, they're lying. So that's the interesting thing about where we sit with the number two overall pick is there's a consensus, Joe, from around the league that Washington's going to go with Jaden Daniels because they hired Cliff Kingsbury. Whatever it is, that's the belief it's going to happen. But it ain't coming out of Washington. I think that's the important thing to recognize when looking to bet into this market.
Right. It's all pure speculation. What I found interesting, my biggest takeaway from that clip right there, was the Drake May to Matt Ryan comparison. Matt Ryan would not be, I don't think, a top three pick if he was coming out in this year's draft. Think about the evolution of the quarterback position from when Matt Ryan came out of college to now where we're at in today's age in 2024. I mean, Matt Ryan, talk about no mobility. He's always been, one of the least mobile quarterbacks wherever he's gone. I don't think that comparing Drake May to Matt Ryan, in my opinion, that there's a correlation between now the Commanders taking Drake May at number two. I think in today's league, especially with a guy like Kingsbury, who's always had great athletes. Now, I have my thoughts about Kingsbury, whether or not he's performed with those great athletes at quarterback, but he loved Mahomes. He loved Kyler Murray. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy that Kingsbury's eyes are on. And again, like you said, that's not coming from Washington. That's coming from me. It's pure speculation. I don't think that Matt Ryan and Drake May, that there's any correlation there.
Lastly, John Keim, who has covered this franchise for over two decades at multiple stops and now for about a decade at ESPN, on his podcast today, address the number two pick. This was before we heard from Adam Peters at his press conference, but I thought this was an important piece to add to this puzzle at number two. John Keim, longtime beat reporter, as sourced as it comes when it comes to that organization, this is what he had to say about what the Commanders will do at two.
Nobody knows for sure, and nobody has known. I've talked to people who are close to Adam Peters who will tell you. He's not even telling them. And then Daniel Jeremiah had a conference call with the media earlier today, and he said the same thing. He's close to Adam Peters as well. And he said the same thing that someone else close to him told me, which is he's not going to tell you, and nor should he. It doesn't make sense. And I think people respect that too. And I think they respect that when they're talking to him. And so there you go. And I know Adam Hall's Trap and Dive podcast about, you know, the jersey and all that. Adam doesn't know either, and he knows that. And, you know, now I will say he's been consistent in saying signals and signs. And I felt the same way, that a lot of signs and signals point to Jaden Daniels, but it doesn't mean it's going to be Jaden.
So there you go. Three different pieces of evidence on what is going to happen at number two. And what has the market done today? The market has gone a little haywire today. Why? Because I think it's people betting into this market, Joe, that are saying it seems like there is uncertainty in Washington. Everybody who covers this team has said the same thing. We think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but no one has reported it's going to be Jaden Daniels. And that's why I believe you saw the minus 250s, the minus 220s, the plus 250s, the plus 220s, et cetera, get scooped up. And we're back to the price around where we were last Friday, which was minus 165, a lean towards Jaden Daniels. But there, it's all speculatory. It's all people around the league think that. And I think that's the thing I've been trying to hammer home, Joe. This whole process with Washington is nobody knows. We right. could speculate. Adam Schefter would report this. The market moved, but now it's moved back. So I think that's where we stand. I've tried to reiterate that I would not bet into this market right now because there's so much uncertainty. We don't know where J.J. McCarthy is going to go, or Jaden Daniels, or Drake May. Washington holds the cards, and I think that's the ultimately why I tried to play this clip. I had no idea the market was going to do this. I thought the market was going to be at minus 350, plus 290, and I might have had actually recommended taking a pizza flyer on Drake May, but now that the market has kind of corrected itself, I think this is where it should be.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, to your point, it's all speculation. That last clip, I think, said it best. And you kind of just alluded to this when you talked about, you know, Adam Peters' cards. Why would he show his hand? You know, why would he show his hand? Like I said earlier, it just makes no sense. It doesn't behoove Washington in any way to have the rest of the league know what they're going to do. I just think if you're looking at this from a betting perspective, that if there's a move you want to make, maybe look at Drake May to go third before you bet anyone to go second.
Even though Elliot Wolf said, maybe we're open for business. Want to come up, trade up to number three? We're listening. A lot to unfold. Who will go number seven to the Tennessee Titans? Buck Rising will give us his latest intel next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's Leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
People love the betting splits, and you can check them out right now for free over at VSiN.com/splits. We update them every 5 minutes with the latest from DraftKings Sportsbook. You can get future events as well, so make sure to head on over. VSiN.com/splits. Get 2 free weeks over there. If you want a little update on what we're looking like for tomorrow's NBA action, 84% of the bets on the Sacramento Kings to take care of business against the New Orleans Pelicans. Public not believing that the Pels without Zion can get it done. We keep it rolling here on VSiN Primetime. We are presented by DraftKings here in Las Vegas. Joe Cirillo with me here tonight and continuing the draft discussion. We know it'll be the Bears at 1 taking Caleb Williams. The intrigue starts at 2. What will the Washington Commanders do? And then trickling its way down to number 7 with a new head coach in Brian Callahan there in Tennessee. Will they just keep it simple and go with a left tackle? Let's find out. Bring in Buck Rising from Nashville, covers the Titans. You could follow him on Twitter at Buck Rising. That's R-E-I-S-I-N-G, and catch him on 104.5 The Zone down there in Nashville. So at 7, Joe Alt's on the board. Do they run up like Ricky Henderson with the card to draft the tackle out of Notre Dame, Buck?
What did you just say? Keep it simple, and I'm going to add keep it simple, stupid. All right, this has been 5 damn off seasons of me talking about tackles that the Titans need to keep their quarterbacks from getting hurt, from getting hit. If they don't run up there with the card, I will fly myself from the draft room in Tennessee to Detroit and run that card up there myself, because I'm tired of watching these quarterbacks get battered. Hello, boys.
So let me just throw something in your way, because it seems, and I always get worried when there's always this groupthink when it comes to the draft, because right now there's a lot of consensus, right? We know it's Caleb. Then it's Jaden Daniels. Well, maybe it's not Jaden Daniels. And then it's, well, Minnesota's definitely going to trade up and get J.J. McCarthy. What if they don't? So I get to 7. There's a speculation. Do the Chargers maybe look at Joe Alt? But if all the tackles are there, have you heard anything around that around the team that maybe it's a different tackle, that Joe Alt might not be the first offensive lineman selected?
No, and it's been unfortunately for those of us who do sports talk radio here in Nashville, it's been pretty dull to that effect.
I'm trying to find something, Buck.
Buddy, I'm dying for some kind of rumor mill, some kind of intrigue. I mean, at least a couple of years ago, they drafted Isaiah Wilson in the first round. He couldn't stop doing donuts in the middle of the Charlotte Pike down here, so at least that gave us a couple of interesting weeks to talk about. But still, no, it's basically been Joe Alt the whole time. There's been no indication from the team that there's any. The thing to watch there might be wide receiver as much as tackle, depending on what the Chargers do, because right. I would not think that this I do not think that this staff would hesitate in adding a playmaker. Of course, Brian Callahan, now the head coach here, he famously of Cincinnati, where they had the Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell discussion a couple of years ago. They went with the wide receiver. Now there's no Jamar Chase in this draft, but this is a team that is in desperate need of offense. They're in desperate need of a lot of things down here, but offensive firepower would certainly not be something that this staff would turn its nose up at. But the tackle, Joe Alt, Bill Callahan, who's here from Cleveland, of course, the father of Brian, one of the most renowned offensive line coaches in the league to date. He has a strong connection with Joe Alt's offensive line coach at Notre Dame. They've had him in for a visit. They visited him with at the combine. He's almost the most obvious thing not named Caleb Williams in this draft.
Buck, great to have you, man. You know, every now and then there's a massive surprise. And if something with Joe Alt happens, say he goes fifth, the Chargers want to shock people. Say the Giants want to shock people and give Jones some protection in what's probably his last year as the starting quarterback for the Giants. And Alt goes in that 5 or 6 range. Of course, there could be a trade. Is it next man up for Tennessee? Just take the next best offensive tackle you could slot in on the blind side. Is there a potential trade back for the Titans if that happens? You know, obviously with Callahan, he's an offensive-minded guy, but to me, they got to pay some attention to the defensive side of the ball. They're in a tough division. C.J. Stroud burst onto the scene like a bat out of hell a year ago. Now you add Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. I mean, how do you think their defense stacks up, and how ready is that defense against the rest of their division?
The defense is incomplete as far as I'm concerned. They've got two blue-chip players in Jeffrey Simmons in the trade for L'Jarius Sneed, obviously from the Kansas City Chiefs. To bolster that secondary, feel pretty good about their back end, but up front, it's just Harold Landry and Jeff right now. Arden Key has been inconsistent. They could use a starting off-ball linebacker. They could use a starting edge. They lost Danico Autry to the Houston Texans as well. The Texans took a lot of the Titans' firepower on defense in Azeez Alshare and Danico Autry. Texans doing a lot of luxury spending this offseason now that they got the rookie quarterback situation figured out. Defense is a big question mark, but I hate to almost discount it and be like, shrug my shoulders and be like, okay, but this is a team that's averaged 17.1 and 17.5 points per game in the last two seasons. I honestly think they could give a damn about defense. I think they're just trying to find guys to score touchdowns.
Buck Rising joining us here, giving us the latest on what the Titans might do at number 7 a week from today. Catch him on 104.5 The Zone. Follow him on Twitter at Buck, R-E-I-S-I-N-G. Joins us on our Progressive Guest Line. You know, taking a step back at looking at this roster that you mentioned is incomplete from a defensive standpoint, sitting there at 7, it does seem a foregone conclusion. If Alt's available, they'll grab him there. I think it does bring the intrigue if number 5 and the Chargers go with a guy like Joe Alt, what do they do after that? What are you expecting if it is Alt in the first round, a high second round pick, which obviously they utilized with Will Levis a year ago? What do you expect this franchise to do addressing some of the holes as the draft moves forward?
Yeah, I'd look for that off-ball linebacker, or that edge player. We've talked a lot here locally about Darius Robinson out of Missouri. He's not Danico Autry, who was a great player because he could play defensive tackle. They also lined him up on the edge a ton, and this is obviously a different defensive staff with Mike Vrabel out and now them bringing in Denard Wilson by way of the Baltimore Ravens, so it'll be curious how they go about with the deployment of it. But I would expect that 38th overall pick, if he's there, Darius Robinson makes a lot of sense for a team that needs that pass rush, as you guys mentioned earlier. Junior Colson is a local product out of here, the inside linebacker that just won the championship with Michigan. He's somebody who I know that they've had good visits with to date. That would be a little high for me, 38th overall for Junior, but he's probably the most complete off-ball linebacker. And then I don't think that you can take wide receiver off the table. They do have Calvin Ridley, but DeAndre Hopkins is in the last year of his deal. Treylon Burks is a non-factor in the whole replacing of A.J. Brown situation. That didn't go exactly swimmingly for them. I think in a perfect world, they are already laying the groundwork to think about life after Treylon Burks, the former 18th overall pick. He's done nothing here to date, coming off a season where he is again oft injured and produced only 222 yards receiving. And I know counting stats aren't everything, but the guy can't be relied upon. So I would probably say edge, then linebacker, then wide receiver, depending on how the draft board breaks.
What we're hearing, Buck, is that there are a lot of needs down in Nashville. So I want to look away from the draft for a moment. They've made some moves in free agency. Tony Pollard got brought in. By the way, I am curious your take on who will be RB1 by the halfway point. I think Tyjae Spears may very well be the best running back in that team. But then you look at the rest of the roster construction they need to work on, and any free agency moves that you could see coming maybe in the next week that could shape the direction that they go during the draft or maybe after the draft?
Yeah, I think it's more post-draft at this point. They were in play on a couple of defensive players, in particular safety. They obviously traded away Kevin Byard last year, and then the Eagles cut him, and he ended up with Chicago. They don't have really a running mate right now that you could call reliable for Amani Hooker, who is still here in Tennessee. So safety probably is the most obvious post-draft free agency move. I don't expect that they do anything really of consequence in the next 7 days as far as the free agency is concerned, based on what's out there. They do have needs everywhere. This roster is just abhorrent after the state that John Robinson, the former general manager, left it in three straight drafts where it was just miss after miss after miss. 11 players in the top 100, 11 selections in the top 100 in those three drafts, and they've come away with only one starter of real consequence in Roger McCreary. They've got needs all over the place. This is going to take a couple of off seasons to get this thing right, especially with, as you guys mentioned, the division being as competitive as it is.
He is Buck Rising, Titans reporter. Catch him on 104.5 The Zone down there in Nashville. Buck, always appreciate it, man.
Always fun for me, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Buck Rising. Keep it simple, stupid, he said. Progressive Guest Line is where he joins us. I do think Joe Alt to number five, the exacta, and I've seen a couple people at the network, Matt Newman's, Gil Alexander, give it out. I think it's worth a look at plus 475. At five, if the Chargers don't get what they're hoping for from a trade perspective, which a lot of people are assuming the Vikings or someone's going to jump up to grab that fourth quarterback, well, what if that trade offer doesn't come? Jim Harbaugh is the type of guy that wants to embrace the power run. And Joe Alt is exactly that type of guy. So I think Joe Alt exacta to number five is an intriguing, fun little play that you could throw in there.
It's worth a little sprinkle. Look, a lot of great first-round grade O-linemen in this class, but it's Joe Alt and then everyone else. Make no mistake about that.
All right, NBA playoffs officially get underway Saturday. Take a look at all the current series prices.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We keep it rolling here on VSiN Primetime. Coming up in 15 minutes, our good friend from SiriusXM's NBA Radio, Rick Kamla, will help us break down not only tomorrow's games, but the playoffs as well for the NBA that gets started on Saturday. We know the four series that will start on Saturday, and then Sunday, still waiting the winners, of course, from the play-in game. But for Saturday, if you had not seen the spreads, the Knicks, a three-point favorite against the Sixers in Game 1 at Madison Square Garden. The Cleveland Cavaliers, this number's been up for a little bit, laying 4.5 against the Magic. Denver laying 7 against the Lakers, and then Minnesota laying 1.5 most spots against the Phoenix Suns, even though Phoenix is a series favorite there. And then on Sunday, we've got Indiana-Milwaukee, with Indiana being a one-point road favorite, with Giannis being sidelined. The questions to Kawhi Leonard in L.A., and they are catching 1.5 at home as well against the Dallas Mavericks. And then Oklahoma City-Boston await the winners from the play-in tournament tomorrow.
Kind of interesting how many series, I mean, happens once in a blue moon, but I feel like you get a lot of teams right now that are series underdogs,
yeah,
but favored in Game 1. You got the Knicks, you got the Timberwolves, who of course went 0-3 this season against the Phoenix Suns. Really interesting, definitely opens you up to some hedge opportunities. So play that as you will. I mean, look, you heard it in the open. I love the Knicks on the series. I love them on Game 1, any way you slice it, but couple interesting nuggets in the Western Conference to look at.
Yeah,
I'm curious how things are going to unfold there.
Yeah, right now, just looking at the DraftKings prices, we've seen a shift to the Pacers now being a series favorite against the Milwaukee Bucks with the uncertainty with Giannis. We know he's out Game 1. How long will he be sidelined? Indiana now mount to a minus 120 favorite. And if you had jumped on that price before we had seen the news regarding Giannis, I don't know what the peak was. I want to say like plus 250, somewhere in that ballpark. I'll double check that. But then as you alluded to, we've got a pick'em series between the Sixers and the Knicks. The Suns, a road favorite against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we're going to do a little would you rather here, and we're going to give you a couple options. So would you rather take Jason Tatum, Joe, to win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP at plus 110, or would you rather lay the chalk with the Celtics to win the East at minus $2.
If I'm going to bet the Celtics, I'm going to go with the value on this one, because there's not a lot of value on the Celtics this postseason. There hasn't been a lot of value with them all year long. You got to go Jason Tatum to win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. You know, I just mentioned the Celtics will probably win the East, especially now that Jimmy Butler's out for Miami. So there's either a chance that the Celtics get Chicago, who they dominated this season, or they get a Miami team that's banged up. It's just a less arduous path than the other side of the Eastern Conference bracket. But if they do it, I don't see Jaylen Brown being the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I mean, the Knicks have done pretty well against him. If it's that 1-2 matchup, I don't think that's a recipe for Jaylen Brown to have much success. I don't see a guy like Porzingis coming out. If they get to the Conference Finals, win the Conference Finals, I'm going Jason Tatum at the plus money.
I'm going to disagree. Sometimes I think you get a little too cute, and we'll take a look at the Western Conference as well. Yes, you're laying a hefty price here, and you are, in your eyes, and I would agree, getting plus money here. So if it were to lose, if the Celtics were to get upset, then you're just losing your, let's just say, one unit bet instead of having to put two units down on the Celtics in order to win one unit. But personally, I would rather go the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference Finals as opposed to Tatum to win MVP, just because I do think Jaylen Brown, who probably won't be all NBA, probably will miss out on third team. Jason Tatum more than likely going to be first team all NBA. I do think this Celtics team is built to potentially have someone like Jaylen Brown win MVP. So I'd rather play it safe. You know, some people depend on if you want to lay an NBA price or an NFL short favorite. I like to go money line to be a little safer than sorry. So I would rather go minus $2 there. But what about the Western Conference? Would you rather lay Nikola Jokic to win Western Conference Finals MVP or the Nuggets to win the Western Conference Finals? Joe, I'm going to be a hypocrite on this one. The Nuggets are not winning the West without Nikola Jokic winning Western Conference Finals MVP. He does too much. He facilitates. He's there. You know, everything goes through him. Could Jamal Murray go off? Could Michael Porter Jr. continue to rain threes? I guess it's possible, but I would actually rather go with Jokic to win MVP of the Western Conference Finals as opposed to the Nuggets to win the Western Conference Finals.
And I'm with you 1,000% on this one. Look, this bet, there's actually good value either way. So to me, it's not so much like I'm avoiding the bad value on, laying $2 on the Celtics to win the East. It's just to your point, Jamal Murray, say they get to the Western Conference Finals, is it going to be that they win the series because he dominated SGA or he dominated Anthony Edwards and he took over from the backcourt? No, it's going to be because Nikola Jokic made a statement. And also another thing to keep in mind, these guys just love decorating Nikola Jokic with hardware. I mean, the guy is just, for some reason, obviously he's one of the best players in the world, but when Nikola Jokic can get an award, it seems like they love to give him one. I don't think he should be as pronounced an MVP favorite as he is this season. I'm big on Luka Doncic for the MVP award this year, or at least it being a discussion, and it's not even a discussion. So Nikola Jokic, yeah, if Denver wins the Western Conference Finals, he's going to be the MVP.
Would you rather Suns win against the Timberwolves? Right now, the Suns a minus 130 favorite, or the Dallas Mavericks to top the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know if you tipped your hand there with your Luka Doncic belief, but what would you rather do here? Suns as a short favorite against the T-Wolves or Mavericks over the Clippers?
Yeah, Adam Peters wouldn't be too happy with me because I completely just showed my cards there. It is the Mavericks, minus 125. No question of value in this one. Slightly better. I mean, value, we're talking a difference here that doesn't matter at all. It's just the fact that the Dallas Mavericks are playing the best basketball out there right now. They're playing as good as anyone to close the year. Kawhi's a little banged up this year. Paul George has been banged up at times. The Clippers just seem like, at this point, they're perennial underachievers. And we've seen what Dallas can do in the playoffs. Obviously, last year was a disappointing year from start to finish. But 2 years ago, Luka propelled them to the conference finals. I think that Dallas absolutely downs the Clippers. I was even looking at Dallas minus 1.5 on the series earlier today. So definitely more confident in them than Phoenix, despite the fact that Phoenix did go, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, 3-0 against the Wolves this year.
I'm going to roll with the Suns in this one. So a little pushback on the Clippers. I think, we talked to JVT yesterday on the show when he jumped on, and he, it's hard to play this series right now with the questions regarding Kawhi Leonard, who had a knee injection. There is, quote, cautious optimism that he will play in game one. If he plays, I think this is a pick 'em series. So I would stay away from this series price on a personal basis. Then you flip it to the other side. Phoenix, they seem to be kind of clicking as we get it rolling here. You've got Frank Vogel, who's won a championship before. Looking at that big three, if Bradley Beal can play to the level that he was expected to when they made this move. Grayson Allen has become one of the better sharpshooters in the game. I like the Suns in this series. Yes, you're getting the sixth seed as a minus 130 favorite, so they don't have home court advantage, but I believe that the Suns will take care of business. So personally, of these two, I'd rather lay the $1.30 with the Phoenix Suns over the T-Wolves as opposed to the Mavericks Clippers, because I think the uncertainty with Kawhi Leonard makes this a very questionable type of series, and that's why ultimately I would stay off of that one. All right, Pacers win game one, but Bucks win the series. That is a 4-1 price at DraftKings. Cavaliers win game one, but the Magic win the series. Now, remember, both the Bucks and Magic have the home court advantage. Same price, both at 4-1. Cavs win game one, Magic win series, Pacers win game one, but the Bucks win the series. Same price at 4-1.
So no change in value here, Swain, my opinion on this one. I got to go Pacers win game one, Bucks win the series, because the Cavs have home court against the Magic. And the Magic, maybe out of any team that finished with a top six seed, perform the worst on the road. So even though I could see this one potentially going seven, I just think that even if it goes seven, I'd be very confident in Cleveland winning that series. Ultimately, I think they win game one and they win the series. I do have the Pacers already. That bet's been placed. I have them game one against Milwaukee. I got them a couple days ago. I pounced on that as soon as the news that Giannis was going to be out game one came out. So I love Indiana game one, and I think that there is a much better chance that as Giannis returns, Milwaukee wins the series, especially after last year's first round exit as a one seed. I think they're chippy. People love to hate on Doc. I feel like Doc is chippy. He's got a lot to prove. Better chance the Bucks win the series than the Magic, who had a great year. Tip your hat to them, but they're still young.
I think this is mispriced. You look at the series prices, right? The Pacers are out to a minus 120 favorite, so it's even money on the Bucks. Magic are plus 165, minus 195, but yet it's the same price for a similar result. So I do think you're getting value on this price with Pacers win game one, where they're minus one, as opposed to the Cavaliers win game one, -4.5. I think you should be getting more on that Magic series exacta. But I do think this could be similar to what we saw in the NBA Finals a couple years ago. Bucks come out maybe a little bit sluggish. Giannis isn't there. And then they go out and win the series. I think the Bucks win this series personally, but I have not placed that bet yet. Maybe it keeps getting bet the other way. Get a little plus money on that. All right, let's bring in Rick Kamla on the other side. We'll give his get his thoughts on what's to come tomorrow night in the final play-in games. And then when the playoffs start on Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament, which wraps up tomorrow night, through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code VSIN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Once again, the code is VSIN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Alongside Joe Cirillo, I am Tim Murray. It is VSIN Prime Time. It's a Thursday. Derek Stevens, Darren Banks will join us in studio as they always do. Coming up top of the hour, Derek, of course, owner and CEO of Circa. And with today being the final day of the NHL season, we will get Banksy's thoughts on what is to come in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We are still waiting. We have Rick. So we're not waiting for him anymore. He joins us right now on our Progressive Guest Line. Always love getting the thoughts of our good friend Rick Kamla, who you can catch on the Give and Go on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and you can catch him weekends on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Radio. No Jimmy Butler tomorrow for Miami. No Zion for New Orleans. Which home team, Rick, can stem the tide without their best player tomorrow night?
Oh, fellas, great to be back on the air with you. Look, both teams are in a tough spot because the Bulls don't have Alex Caruso. And to me, that is a major crack in your foundation. He is the most important defensive player on the team, makes big shots, makes a bunch of plays that don't show up in the box score. It's like when you, if you take Jalen Suggs off of Orlando, it's like that. They lose a lot of heart, okay? And it dilapidates. The defensive thing dilapidates, especially at the point of attack and guarding pick and rolls, which is so essential in the NBA. So I think the Bulls are really, really going to miss Caruso if he can't play. Woj used the word significant talking about his injury. So I find it hard to believe that Caruso is going to play. He's one of the toughest guys in the league, but I don't know, okay? They don't have Zach LaVine. They don't have Lonzo Ball. They don't have Patrick Williams. They might not have Caruso. They're in trouble. I mean, they're going to Miami, and I know that they're not going to have Jimmy here, but you got Hero, you got Bam, you've got a lot of the Jaime Jaquez, Haywood Highsmith, Caleb Martin, guys like that. It's probably not going to be a work of art, guys, with a lot of the star power missing, but I have the Miami Heat winning an ugly game tomorrow night.
Rick, thanks for coming on, man. You know, all of what you just said is now making me think, maybe I'm a little less confident on my Bulls money line call. I still love that team total call, though. What do you think about Chicago over under 101.5? I mean, you look at the loss of Caruso, the loss of Jimmy, both huge defensive losses. Does this impact the total in any way, in your opinion?
You know, it probably will, but I don't know. This is, you know, when they set the number low, you know, you should maybe think about going high. When they set it high, you should think about maybe going low, the whole contrarian angle. I honestly don't have a great feel for that because Terry Rozier's status is up in the air. Duncan Robinson, I believe, will reenter the rotation, but that remains to be seen. So it's tough to see where a bunch of points are going to come from. I'll tell you that. This might be a 98-96 type of game. It's a do or die. You know, you lose, you go home. You win, you're the eighth seed. And so there, it's going to be a lot of intensity. And guys, these are two programs that are hardcore, right? The Chicago Bulls are that I've watched a bunch of Bulls basketball this year. Their record isn't very good because they lack star power, but they bring it every night. They were in the second or third most clutch games this year. And by the way, they were about second or third in clutch game efficiency. So the Bulls are very, very good in clutch games. But I believe that has a lot to do with Alex Caruso, who I don't anticipate playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, Alex Caruso, the latest on him from Woj a couple hours ago, it said after further evaluation, reduced swelling around Caruso's left ankle has increased optimism on his chances to play. His availability, according to Woj, likely a game-time decision. Rick Kamla joining us here on our Progressive Guest Line. So the play-in tournament wraps up tomorrow, and then we get rolling, and we got some really juicy matchups. Just when you look at a spread or series price perspective, Rick, right, where you've got a pick pick'em between the Knicks and the Sixers. Essentially a pick'em between the Bucks and the Pacers. Clippers and Mavericks, a short price. T-Wolves and Suns, a short price. The only series price that is a bit inflated as of right now, because Boston doesn't have an opponent yet, is this Denver-Lakers series. So, you know, it's kind of dealer's choice. Who do you, outside of maybe Denver, have the most confidence in that they will prevail in the first round?
Wow, great question, great setup. I have a ton of confidence that Dallas is going to beat the Clippers, guys. I have a ton of confidence in that. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are on one. They're the most talented backcourt in the game. It's the best shot-making duo in the game. And so they have a lot going for them. They may get Daniel Gafford back at some point. You know, the P.J. Washington addition has been amazing. The Daniel Gafford trade has been amazing. Derek Lively, like I said, you know, maybe coming back here at some point. I really like how Dante Exum is playing for this team. So they've got a lot going outside of Kyrie and Luka here. And so I really like how they're set up. Kawhi Leonard is a gigantic question mark. Tyronn Lue's talking about he's game planning with Kawhi Leonard in mind. I think that's gamesmanship for the other side. This is the this is knee soreness for Kawhi Leonard on the ACL that he snapped a couple of years back, the right ACL. And so I don't know, right? It's very kind of vague right now. It's just soreness. Okay, what does that mean? Is it like a huge setback? Does he need to get cut again? Or will he be back for game one? So I'm not feeling really good vibes about that, though. You've got James Harden, who has been limping around at the end of the year. And, oh, yeah, when you get to, if they get this far, a game five, a game six, a game seven, he will cough it up, right? And he will not come up big. So this series, to me, is over before it even starts, especially if Kawhi Leonard is out. And, guys, I like the New York Knicks against the Philadelphia 76ers. I get Joel Embiid is back, but Joel Embiid is not Joel Embiid. And I trust the dog. I trust the defense. I trust the timely shot making of New York. And I think they're going to win a seven game series here.
I mean, Rick, you took the words out of my mouth right there with the Knicks. That's where I was going. Knicks Sixers, wanted your take on that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, Joel Embiid, yes, he turned it on in the fourth quarter last night, but he looked mighty pedestrian in the first three quarters of that contest. The Knicks already showed that, kind of like what UConn did with Zach Edey in the championship game, they let Embiid get his in the one matchup that he played against the Knicks this year, but then they shut everyone else down. Are you all that worried that Embiid's going to carry the Sixers here? Or do the Knicks just, you know, play way better defense? They'll let him do his thing and make sure no one else, Nicholas Batum, for example, isn't going to have a 20-something point night against the Knicks?
Yeah, you know, it's, to me, when you've got Zach Edey and a bunch of satellite players, you know, you can operate that way. And I think pretty effectively beat a team. You know, I don't really look at Philly that way, because they got a lot of guys that can beat you. So, you know, Maxey and Harris and Batum. I love Kelly Oubre, right? He's a walking 20-point guy, veteran minimum guy. I'm a big fan. And he's going to have some big games in this series. I think the Knicks match up pretty well with the Sixers and Embiid. You've got Mitchell Robinson, if healthy. You've got Isaiah Hartenstein. You've got Precious Achiuwa. They got some beef and some good defenders obviously Embiid's going to get his, guys. He's an unstoppable player, but I think those guys can make him work a little bit, take a little bit of a bite out of him. And what I'm looking for from Embiid that I haven't seen yet is the quick twitch, is the help side blocks, is the out of space rebounds. He's not doing that right now. He's a very measured player. The movements are measured. He doesn't want to extend and overdo and create issues. And so he's not like going through the motions, but there's no extra out there. You know what I mean? He's out there. He was available in the clutch and very good, made some good buckets, made some free throws. Had the dime to the cutting Oubre there. That was huge. So he showed up, they won, but look guys, Jalen Brunson where is he on my MVP? He's fifth on my MVP ahead of Giannis. Probably a top 10 player. I can't think of, 10 better players than Jalen Brunson right now. He's a walking 40. He's not a walking 30. He's a walking 40. So I think he's going to be the best player in the series. It's going to go to a game seven. And I think in game seven, he's going to have like 40 and just rule the day and lead the Knicks out of the second round.
Rick Hamilla joining us here on VSiN Primetime. Catch him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. He joins us on a progressive guest line. We got 45 seconds, Rick. How many games do the Lakers win against the Nuggets?
Ooh, two. I think the Lakers are in a good spot to make it a longer series. They were out of gas in the West Finals last year. It's the first round, okay? So LeBron's tongue's not going to be hanging out in fourth quarters. I will give the Lakers two, but the Nuggs are going to beat them, and the Nuggs are going to win the ring this year, guys.
Ooh, back-to-back rings for the Denver Nuggets. I'd be cool with that. I laid the series price, or the series spread, Rick, at -1.5. So I need the Nuggets to win in six, all right? So that's cool with me. 4, 5, or 6 for the Nuggets. Rick, always appreciate it, man. I know you'll be loving it, so we'll be enjoying the playoffs with you.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
There he is, Rick Kamla. Catch him on SiriusXM's NBA Radio. All right, that's going to do it for hour number two. Joe Cirillo, I'm Tim Murray. Coming up in studio next, the owner and CEO of Circa, Derek Stevens. It is VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.